What is that?
This ginger lime.
Guilty. Okay, but normally I just drink water.
Okay,
it was that one night my throat was sore, so I drank something else. Just room temperature water. Not cold water, not hot water. Just water. Pongo lung hayate giri yas kripa tamaham vande shri guru nimatayam. Why am I saying that? Anybody knows? Manasa? How does it begin? Mukham karoti vachalam pango langhayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande sri guru dinatayam. The famous sloka says, maybe it's from Sridhar Swami. Sometimes it ends Paramananda Madhavam, and other times Sri Guru Dinatayam. Saying, the dumb can speak mukham karoti vachalam pango langhayate. The lame can cross mountains. His leg has been hurt.
Lame means can't walk.
Yeah, lame means the crippled. So pongo lung hayate giri giri, like girira means mountain. So not only they can walk, they can cross mountains.
That's particularly funny because the first time I was in Vrindavan, we were in the Vrindavan program, and there was one point where there was like a traffic jam, like some kind of gate or something at the bus. And I was a little bit impatient, so I saw some kids going around the block.
Yes.
So no, okay. And then the program party starts going ahead, and they look back, and somebody hears him like, Manasa, you're standing on Krishna's head! I didn't know I'd actually gone up onto go up that hill just a little bit.
Yes.
And I didn't know.
Hey. Yes. As Mahaprabhu told Jagadananda Pandit not to mix with the locals, the Brijvasis. He said, but really that instruction is for us. Also, Jagadananda Pandit has a particular temperament that they're saying, you know, he's threatening Sanatana Goswami with a pot. So Mahaprabhu saying, when he in Vrindavan, there are many different groups of people. So he's saying, you just stay under the care of Sanatana Goswami and not to mix with them. Guru Maharaj sometimes would say, what does initiation mean? You can say so many things about it. Oh, this book says here, and then not this way, and not that way, and how many times you have to do this and not do that. Those things are all there. But he said in a phrase that it means to put yourself under the guidance of a superior Vaishnava. That's what it means. And he will tell you, do this many of that, and don't. That will come from him. So it means putting yourself under the guidance of the superior Vaishnava. Right? Transferal of autonomy. That is the sticking point. The transfer of autonomy. We like to think of ourselves as independent, free agents, and the like, when in actuality, that's not even true. Everyone is under the influence of the environment they were born in and the people they grew up around, the society. There's so many influences. So to think that we're actually independent thinkers and movers is not true. And the desire to achieve autonomy or freedom really means the Sanskrit word gunatita, trigunatita, the gunas, rajatama, tamaraja, sattva, the modes of nature. Gunatita means beyond that. So, devyesha gunamai mama maya drataya, mama vaye prapadyante maya me tam durantide. You can say Krishna saying, it's impossible to overcome the influence of maya. It means it's difficult. It's impossible. Because we know in different places she's working under Krishna's direction. Chayeva yasya bhuvanani vibharti durga srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shaktyeva chayeva yasya bhuvanani vibharti durga yastadrigeva. I don't know that. Anyway, it says chayeva yasya bhuvanani vibharti durga. Durga Devi, she's a shadow of Hladini Shakti, of Radharani and her group. So really you only have two choices. You're under the influence of Mahamaya or Yogamaya. But you'll be under the influence care of one or the other. So he's a Devi Yesha Gunamai Mama Maya Durataya. Mama Maya. It's my Maya. So how can you overcome that? Maame Vaye Prapadyante Mayametam Tarantite. By surrendering to me, then you can overcome overcome the influence of Maya. And what's the beginning of that? Putting oneself under the guidance of a superior Vaishnava. So many times, Srila Gurudev told his story that when he came to the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj, that one of the first things Guru Maharaj said to him was, "Are you prepared to listen to me and not your mind?" And sometimes Gurudev would chuckle about that, smile and go, "I was young, so I said yes." Some of us can relate to that more, who joined Earth young. I was 19, after my 19th, practically on my 19th birthday. Gurudev, he was 17. At the time, once one man who's famous in the media in America, he used to be a preacher. Now he's a famous media guy, but he was saying when he was younger and a preacher, he gave this heavy sermon to the congregation. He's like in his 20s, man. He gave this heavy talk about sin and redemption. And at the end of the talk, he said one of the parishioners or the members of the congregation came up to him and said, "Son, I don't think you're old enough to know that much about sin." So We get on, you know, we're 17 years, 19 years old preaching to people to give up this or give up that. And that's all well and good. But we may not have actually experienced that. Maybe later we did. But that's so good. I said, I was young, so I said yes. Then I didn't anticipate how difficult that might be. Like Arjuna saying in the Gita, it's more, I think it's easier to control the wind. So that means it's impossible. By our own power. So in one place, there's a song of Narottam Thakur where it's talking about someone being on the path of devotion, the highway, the path of devotion. And then they get attacked by highway robbers. People of late, they're studying like the history of Afghanistan. They're, you know, they've been highway robbers for many lifetimes. That was like their livelihood, it's highway robbery. So in this song, the devotees on the path, like Bhakti Marg, and the highway robbers wanting to plunder the wealth of that aspiring bhakta, Kam, Krodh, Lobha, Moha, Nirmatsarja, lust, anger, greed, envy, etc. So, Guru Maharaj told that Narottam Thakur in the song, he's telling the Vaishnava, the devotee, to cry out the name of a Vaishnava. For, like, help me! Like that. That's the way, to cry sincerely as possible, cry out the name of the Vaishnava to help save one from these plunderers. Jata, Shraddha, Mokkatasu, Nirvina, Sarvakam, Su, Veda, Dukatmakan, Kama, Prityagi, Pyanishwara. This is in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam. It's interesting because it's Krishna's final instructions before leaving the world. He's giving, it's the Uddhava Gita. Bhagavad Gita is before, but this is now Krishna is going to leave the world soon and he's with his dear Uddhava, who takes messages to the Vrajagopa, that Uddhava who's, you know, Atmayonir Nishankara, Natatatma. Atmayonya Nishankara Natcha Sankarshana Sri Naivatma Chayata Bhavan Natata Priyatama Priya Uttama. The most dear to Krishna. He said, so dear, he's more dear to me than myself. That Uddhava is giving all these parting instructions to. And one of which is here, Jata Shraddha Matkatasu Nirvina Sarvakarmasu. Prityagye pyanishra, can't control yourself, can't control the situation. Have some affection for hearing about Krishna, being in the association of devotees, trying to serve, all these wonderful things, the best things that you could possibly come in connection with in life, and still can't quite control ourselves, and sometimes going under. I went up driving under the influence, on the bhakti path, you know, under the influence. So the devotee thing, why is it? I have this wonderful opportunity before me, beyond, I can't even conceive how valuable it is. Only the higher Vaishnavas can actually estimate it properly. Sometimes Srila Guru Maharaj would say that as he was looking at our future positions. And he said, your future prospect is so bright, it's inconceivably wonderful. If you could see what it is, he could project what that is in a realistic and substantial way. So, in that sloka, Krishna says, but the devotee feels some remorse, Garayana, repentance in the heart. And ultimately, Krishna conception spreads its influence over the whole heart. As we heard earlier in Bhagavad, Pravishta Karna Randvena, Swanam Bhavam Sarovaham, Dunoti Shanalam, Krishna, Yata Shaila Yata Sharat. Like this is the end of the rainy season. And all the, like all the ponds in India, normally they look muddy. But after the rainy season, and you can see it, even teen number tank, 47 Dum Dum Park. After the rainy, like the water is like clear and beautiful. And so I'm saying, Krishna conception should be allowed to land in the heart. Like once Saraswati Thakur was giving Harinam to someone who was a spy during the war. You know, spy, espionage, spy. So he gave this type of example. He said, just as the Navy, they take the soldiers on a boat, and then they reach the shore, and then the army, they get off, they're on the shore, and they plant their flag, and then they start capturing ground. He said, so Krishna conception should be allowed to land in the heart. It's riding on sound, through the sound channel. The channel, therefore, Guru said, how careful we should be about what sound we allow ourselves to hear. So because sound goes into the heart. It's a direct channel to the heart. He said, be careful about that. So the Krishna conception is floating on this nectarine river of sound, enters the heart. Krishna plants his flag there and then starts capturing ground. He said, until at last, finally he says, it's all mine. And he said, Krishna doesn't tolerate like lien holders. That means like he owns 80%, someone else owns 20%. That's not Krishna. Not like that. It reminds me of the Bible. I mean, I hate to get into this right now, but afraid to even say it. But like, because when I think of it in terms of Christianity, it just sounds insane. But the commandment goes, I am the Lord thy God, and I am a jealous God. You know, there's like, whoa, all right, calm down. You better do what I say. I get it. You know. Looks like somebody needs decaf. But you can edit that part out. I don't want to get email. But Krishna, in a like sweeter way, because Krishna's not there with a club ready to beat you if you don't obey him. That's very good. That's deputed to secondary aspects of the Lord's mercy. No, we know sometimes early in the morning, all the cowherd boys, you can imagine it's like getting up on Christmas and they're like, let's go over to Krishna's house. You know, we're going into the Vrindavan forest to herd cows. And while they're there, Mother Yasoda is still dressing Krishna, and the other cowherd boys, they're watching. Sometimes Krishna takes his flute and hits them over the head when she's not looking, and they're like, ow! But they're happy. If you can get hit on the head by Krishna's flute, consider yourself fortunate. You know. So anyway, but they're that type of jealousy described there. They use that. So the Krishna conception enters the heart and gradually starts capturing it. What is that sloka? Vishaya vinivartante nirahara shadehina raso varjam raso pyasya param drishtva nivartate. When you experience higher taste, then automatically the taste for lower things starts to diminish, dwindle, diminish, and vanish altogether. And I found it interesting. I mean, that comes in the 11th canto, which is more or less the end of the Bhagavatam, Krishna's parting instructions. 12th canto will summarize everything. But way back in the beginning, in the first canto, there is this Chakva Swadharmam Charanam Bhujam Harer Bhajan Apakva Tato Patetito Yudhi. Narada's instructions, these 10 slokas that are the Narada Bhagavatam to Vyas, one, maybe more than one, maybe two, are dealing with the devotee falling. So I thought, this is interesting. Out of these 10 slokas, two are dealing with fall down. And I thought, you know, so you either think that this is discouraging, or actually it's super encouraging. Because it's dealing with this right away. It's in the first canto, the whole Bhagavatam's waiting to come, and they're already talking about what about if someone doesn't achieve perfection? A pup, like papa means many different things in Sanskrit and Hindi. Sometimes it means ripe. You know, ripe, like ripe fruit, a ripe banana, a ripe mango, ripe. In that sense, mature. Ripe, mature. So that this is apakva. That tyaktva svadharmam charanam bhujamara. He gave up what he could have been doing in the material world, took the Krishna consciousness, but didn't achieve perfection. Is it worth it? They're dealing with this right away. And they're saying, yes, it's very much worth it. Because everything else is, what's that sloka? Submanudharm. A bal a mandu a sub brahm. But the first part I forget.
Badra, badra.
Badra, badra. Something. Submanudharm. A bal a mandu a sub brahm. Maybe gyan. Badra, badra gyan. Submanudharm. A bal a mandu a sub brahm. Saying, in this world where everything is a hallucination, a dream, that saying, you know, I had a good dream or bad dream is irrelevant. Slinking like a cat. I mean, there's 20 people looking at you, and you're trying to slink. Okay. At least she's, is it a he or a she?
He.
He. At least a she, he is a choir. Is it? Oh, well, it's a lady cat. All right. Is there anyone we haven't offended? We offended the Christians, our own religion, the Thai people. At least we didn't insult the Russians or the Ukrainians. Yet. Hare Krishna. But what were they saying? So, oh, about being a dream. Did I have a good dream or a bad dream? It's all manodharma, means the mental world. So, but any touch of Krishna consciousness is substantial. So they think, yes, you give your energy to the culture of Krishna consciousness. And if you get 1%, that's permanent. 5%, 25, 50, so you'll be increasing what is your, the Sanskrit word is prayas and shreyas. Prayas means what's immediately beneficial, and shreyas means what's ultimately beneficial. Right. And Srila Gurudev had a nice way of putting it. He'd always say, your supreme benefit, or something, supreme practicing, you know, your supreme benefit, right?
Yeah,
yes. Yeah,
supreme.
They put these intensifiers there. Mm-hmm. You must achieve your supreme benefit in your practicing life, or something like that. That's what he meant. He's translated. Gurudev said, unlike Guru Maharaj was more fluent, naturally fluent in English. Gurudev said he is translating Bengali into English. So he's saying supreme benefit. It's like param. These words he's taking almost from Sanskrit and Bengali and rendering them into English. So they come to life in a new way. Like that. So the only real valuable thing we get is in connection with Krishna and his devotees. Connection with reality.
So why isn't that connection?
Yeah.
It says,
does that have artificial sweetener in it? Tastes like it. Anyway. Stevia tastes artificial to me. Tastes like artificial sweetener.
So,
once I was on a book distribution party. We were distributing books to professors at universities. It's called the library party. And we had to wear suits. And sometimes we wanted to keep our heads shaved, so we had wigs. You understand?
Yes.
Because we're shaving our heads. I mean, sometimes we grow our hair, other times we're wearing a wig and like a three-piece suit. And I was at a convention with a bunch of professors, and I gave a talk there in a wig and a three-piece suit. And I was on the elevator with some professors I know from a place called the Graduate Theological Union in Berkeley. They liked us. One of them joked, we're this a full elevator, and he said, are you wearing a wig? And I said, the hair is real, I'm wearing a fake body. They thought that was humorous. Yes, you were saying about Bhadra-Bhadra-Gyan.
Right, so it's saying that in this world, conceptions of good and bad are both the same, in that they're both false, right? Because it's a very good thing. So in the Gita, Krishna mentions that the pious or impious activities of the soul, I'm not implicated by that and I don't care for that.
Krishna.
Yeah, in Gita.
Yeah, well, he, in the famous verse, I mean, if it's the one in him. What he's saying is, he's not responsible for it. Right. You are.
Right. So, in the realm, like once the Buddha said, what will be service and what will be karma? Like what will go in the realm of bhakti and what will go in the realm of karma is, depends on the devotee's movement of surrender. So yeah. The same activity can be, you know, external.
Yes. And activities, Guru Maharaj has said in different places, that the seat of karma is in the mind. It's not in the activity. So in a similar way, whether it's devotion or not, it's not so much the activity as the mentality with which is being performed. But at the same time, we can't. We talked from the beginning about putting yourself under the guidance of a higher Vaishnava. So sometimes an aspiring devotee will think, well, why should I go on doing this? I'm not doing it with the right mentality. But that the higher devotee, higher Vaishnava, they'll decide whether you should keep doing that or not. Because if you're following their direction, even if you're not, that's why the Vaishnavas, they're all in all and everything for us. Even if you're not doing it with the right mood or mentality, if you're serving the higher Vaishnava, gradually, and that's what all these slokas I quoted, they're talking about the gradual transformation into the right mentality. And there's a good, there are many verses that are good about this. But one comes to mind, well, rasayana, rasayan. You ever buy any Ayurvedic medicine like Brahmi rasayan, or this rasayan means like a magical medicine. The only way I can say it. So we have like satam prasangam mamabhirya sangvido bhavanti ritkarna rasayana katha tats joshanad asvabarkabart Bhargavartmani, Shraddha, Ratir, Bhaktir, Anukramishati, Kapila's instructions. He's saying how to be these topics that you hear from real devotees. They're very potent and powerful. And they'll gradually imbue you, right? If there is such a word. There is, but I don't know if it's a word. You'll imbibe or be imbued with the right mood by getting their association and service there. And the Brahma Gita, Radharani makes so many expressions, and Krishna's messages are read by Uddhava. And there's some critical five slokas or so towards the end. And one of them is saying, like the medicine that works regardless of the patient's knowledge, like even if you're ignorant and they give you a certain injection, it has its effect upon you. So some of these things are that potent. Ideally, we're saying this is called Krishna consciousness, we're pursuing Krishna consciousness. One will come to the stage of being, consciously, willfully, consciously, with a devotional mentality, doing different service. And that's service proper. Because sometimes we'll hear say, the Guru Maharaj say, well, unless you're doing it with this, it's not the real, yeah, of that thing. Therefore, how much more dependent we are upon someone who is, right? To give value to what we're doing, like, I think about Gopal, because I miss Gopal, in many different ways. How do I miss Gopal? Let me count the way. But one way is like, say I have a potato, and there's what I can put in the microwave for a few minutes, probably not the best thing to do. You know, but you could do that. Or I could chop it up, you know. there's a lot of different things I could do. But if I take that potato and I give it to Gopal, he can turn it into some like nectarine substance. The Shaka is also a nectar lady. But you know what I mean? He'll take that raw potato that I have a very limited capacity to do anything with it, to make it anything resembling tasteful. But he can take that and transform it into some nectarine substance. So that's what we're doing. We're offering our serving capacity, our energy to the Vaishnava. And the Vaishnava is converting it into a recognizable substance in the upper world. Just like when you transfer funds, like a telegraphic transfer or something, you know, you're in one, let's say you're in Russia and you got these rubles, right? And you want to send dollars to your friend in Chiang Mai. So you've got to go to a place that's authorized to do this, first of all. That's very important. Before you take all your money and you give it to them, they have to have the right connections. So they receive that locally, and then they have a system by which it's transferred to the other location. And when it comes, it starts with rubles over here, it comes out the other end, dollars. So, I mean, this is a crude example. If not a rude example, but it's at least a crude example. And it's like that. We're bringing something, giving to the Vaishnava, and then it's getting, they're connected to the service plane. It goes up in the upper world in a currency that's recognizable to them. That's a wonderful thing. It's inconceivably wonderful. Because we're allowed to do the things that we do. You're not actually asked to do things that are just impossible. Although that's good. If you get asked to do something impossible, that's even better. According to Guru Maharaj, when he told Bhakti Abhay Narayan Maharaj, who was preaching in the communist countries at the time of Eastern Europe, and he was saying like how difficult it is, and Guru Maharaj was saying, that's even better if you get some very difficult service, because you'll be more focused on how to do it, and there'll be a greater remuneration, greater appreciation for that. Like Srila Prabhupada used to tell us, like one book distributed there is equal to 1,000 in another place. And for a good reason. It was not just hyperbole, in one sense, it was actually very true. Why did I say that? About what's impossible and what's possible. Yes, you're still back with Bhati Chachari. Bhati Chachari is Bengali comfort food. When Srila Prabhupada was on the Jaladuta boat and had his heart attacks and didn't eat for a couple of days, the first day he started recovering, he made Bhati Chachari. Bhati is the Bengali word for bowl, those little metal bowls. So this is one preparation. You cook it in the bowl, not in a pot, and then you cook it in the bowl. It's a little different, it's like quick, and there's a certain way you do it. In other words, if you had nothing else, so you put it in, Gopal knows how to do that. But Prabhupada, in his diary, says, today I have eaten Bhati Chachari, and I'm feeling, you know, much better. That's the beginning of his...
home comfort.
Yeah, really. Bengali home comfort food. But what I was saying about possible, impossible. So we're fortunate that the sort of things that we're able to do, and especially here, anybody who's serving under Srila Adhidev Maharaj's direction here. You're all very fortunate because you're being given things to do that you have some qualifications, capacity, and that you like doing. You don't always get those kind of opportunities. Still, that said, there is a poet, and this is what I want to tell you, in addition to the good qualities, capacity, abilities you have, this one poet said, "We need more people to specialize in the impossible." Right? Most people are doing what is possible. That's all right. He said, but we need more people to specialize in the impossible. That we want. So we challenge ourselves to that. In one sense, Krishna consciousness is the impossible of impossible things. Right? The infinite comes under the control of the finite. It's the ultimate impossibility that somehow becomes possible through the culture of devotion, under the guidance of Vaishnava, Guru, Sadhu Shastra Guru Vaishnava. Yes, yogyata vichari kichu nahi pai tomara karuna sa. So the Buddha is saying, I have no qualities or capacity. Your mercy is what I'm made of. So you mean back to what? Oh, that, yes. Yat kripa tamaham vande sri guru dina tarinam. All these things possible by the mercy of Guru and Vaishnava. Like when Guru Maharaj and Swami Maharaj are talking, and after Krishna's consciousness has spread all over the world, and Guru Maharaj is praising Swami Maharaj for what he's done, and Swami Maharaj, if you listen carefully, is going, I have not done, Maharaj, you have done, you have done. He's saying, not me, not, no, you have done. That's Vaishnava, anything by your grace that I'm just an aspiring servant of Guru and Vaishnava. And what's the other line Prabhupada? Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nishtare Paiche Keva. No one has ever achieved anything without the grace of the Vaishnava. So that's the proper devotional, aspiring devotional mentality, that I'm unqualified, lame in so many ways, but by the grace of Guru and Vaishnava, the association of devotees, maybe something's possible.
I'll ask a question to Guru. Oh, it's maybe 1 or 2 years, like, you know, in my freshman year. And full house, everybody.
Yes.
So if we have every day we're singing this song, really, everybody, asking for your mercy.
Yeah.
Begging for your mercy. But you're always giving for your mercy.
Yeah.
So how can we make ourselves proper recipient
of
that mercy? Said, this is very essential. And then he quoted, you know, some sarvasya toma charge. He asked me, you know this song, and at that time, you know.
Yeah.
And it's Amito toma, is it? Tumito taku.
Oh, Vaishnava, yeah, Tumito taku or.
And he said, where there is no dog, how there will be kirtan. And like everyone cracked out laughing. But then it's funny. But you know, Thakur said, we have much to learn from the nature of God.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to say, and in that regard, so this is the famous thing, you know, Vaishnava Thakur Tomar, I'm your dog. So, Trevor Kramaraj was telling me just before Gurudev Vyas Puja that once he's serving Gurudev on his veranda, you know, as his guard and everything, and once he said, Maharaj, you can tell me, you know, whatever you want, you just say, I'm your dog. And he said, Gurudev said to him, that is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's property. You know, like, it's not so, you know, we could say this, it sounds clever, and you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he can own that. And we can aspire to that. But for that to be real is another thing. Because you see, like in the life, the someone comes home, the classic stereotype, the person's had a bad day, whatever, and they kick their dog. The dog, he still keeps coming for affection. The dog doesn't, he just can't figure out why that happened, but it doesn't prevent him from keep approach. After kicking the dog, if the person says, come on over here, and the dog, you know, like, they don't go, no, you just kicked me. I'm going to walk around the block and think about that. You know, they don't go, like, all you have to do is go, no, come here. And they're like, and their tail's wagging, they're so happy, you know. So they're really like that. Where, you know, our egos are so fragile. Where there's like one thing, like, where did I hear that? Oh, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj said that about someone in family life. He said, and let's say miserable family life, not like the super happy family life that we all know. But, so Gaur Kishore was saying, so let's say it's some really like incompatible situation. And he said, so where the wife is complaining against the husband, disparaging him in so many different ways, other family members, they're all, and he's saying, but you're tolerating them, you're tolerating all of this abuse from your wife, children, extended family, you know, you're tolerating unlimited abuse. Says, then the devotee says one thing wrong to you. Alright, I'm out of here. That's it. And the devotee says one thing. There's one, you know, then it's over. But in this other situation, day after day, year after year, toleration. So Guru Maharaj found that in Gaudiya Math that there were things that he found about those surrounding Saraswati Thakur and the society that were unappealing, we can say, or hard to balance or digest. He said, but then I would look back to Saraswati Thakur and I think, he's got something. And what he's got, that's what I want. So that real substance, what I want, he's got that, he personifies that, I want that. So on the basis of that, I'll tolerate anything and everything that's surrounding me. That was his mind. But that dog example is very good. So Gurudev, he said with Guru Maharaj, that if you did something wrong and he's yelling at you, you're okay. He said, but if he becomes silent and indifferent to you, you're in big trouble. But if he's going, yelling, and you know, that means you're okay. That's, Gurudev could personify that. He can take the kick. When Guru Maharaj was once slapping him for doing something wrong, Gurudev told him, oh, Maharaj, you don't know how to slap properly. Like, really, you should be hitting me like this. He didn't run away. He leaned in, you know. So he can talk that talk, walk that walk. For him, he is the one master dog. In his words, we don't know it, but that's his own word. And he knows what the real import of those things. But so we're hearing them, at least we know that there's a standard worth aspiring to. Hare Krishna. And it's like the last verse of the Shikshastakam, where Radharani is saying, Mahaprabhu's voicing her sentiments, Asli Shiva Parvatam Vinastumam Adarshanam Mamadam Karotuva Yata Tata Va Vidhatu Lampato Matpranatastu Sareva Napara. He's saying, I'm unconditionally yours. Adarshanam means if I can't see, it's not based upon seeing Krishna. And this is the position represented by the one who can relish seeing Krishna the most. Radharani and Vrajagopi is cursing Brahma for making eyes that blink, because for that nanosecond or whatever it is, no vision of Krishna. In one place she says, I would rather be like a fish, because fish, their eyes are always open. So they think, I see Krishna all the time, the big eyes. What are you saying? But if it's not your, doesn't make you happy, that's all right with me also. Whatever your position is, not, it won't be judged in the inverse. So that's the height of that type of devotional expression. And that's why Krishna belongs to Radharani and the Vrajagopis. They've purchased him with this type of unconditional love and affection. And like about the kicking, trampled upon, is in that verse. I'm offering flowers, and you're trampling upon them. That's all right. The parent, the child, the baby, is at the baby chair, high chair, and they put some, like, food before the baby, and the baby goes, and throws it, it's on the wall, on the floor, everywhere. And all they do is, like, clean it up, and, like, do it again. They don't think, we gotta get rid of this baby. Yeah. No, they just like, okay, try it again. You know, so even a little baby evokes that type of tolerance, love, affection, dedication, what to speak of the Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead. So he says, well, I offer you something, whether you accept it or not, whatever is your pleasure, that's my happiness. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says another place in one of his songs, and whatever inconvenience I may experience in service, that's also bringing joy to me. And you say, we're running away from trouble and inconvenience, and Avadhut Maharaj is running toward trouble and inconvenience. He's not afraid to, oh, that's going to ruin my day. It's just problem solved. He's not running away from those things. He's running to them, wants to address them face on, because it's service. And indirectly producing some kind of joy. The inconvenience we may experience to do seva is not really trouble. If anything qualifies as a labor of love, it's seva. Perfection. That, like Steve Jobs just died, and they say his, when he was a child, his father was showing him how to make a fence around their house. And then there's one part where there are these screws that no one would see except the person who made them. This father's going, this has to also be nice. Not that because no one will see it, it doesn't have to be nice. This should also be perfect. Because you saw it and I saw it. So yeah, the devotional point of view aims Krishna. We're trying to serve Krishna and his devotees. So we're gonna do everything. It's not like, well, nobody's gonna see this. It doesn't matter. No. We have a Heidelberg press, which is the best printing press from Germany. And they have this motto imprinted on the side of it and said, Gott, someone know German here? Anyone? You know a little? It says, Gott grüßt die Kunst. And I'm going to give my own translation of that, but it's saying, in other words, saying, Kunst means art. And if there's someone who knows German, forgive me. Entschuldigung, Sie bitte. And maybe someone will say, but it translates as God likes art, or in other words, if something's done artfully, beautifully, nicely, he likes it. Not that they say, oh, these people, they don't know, so we can give a lower quality. That's not what we're about. We're trying to, Vaishnavi Pratishtatati Korinista, we're trying to serve Guru and Vaishnava. I mean, oh, Krishna sees everything. Yogamaya sees everything. So all the things, we want them to be the best. Once a devotee did something wrong, Gurudev was quoting Bhakti Vilas Tirthamaraj, he told, and that devotee was saying, oh, next time I'll do it right. I'll try to get it right next time. And said Tirthamaraj told him, that's not like that. In Krishna consciousness, you have to do it right the first time, every time. It has to be right. Radharani is not looking for amateurs. You know, yoga maya, like to introduce and to, you know, people, oh, I'm sorry. Once someone, and you know, everyone likes to do things for Gurudev. Hold the door, open the door, you know, hold the umbrella, and rightfully, they want to give some opportunity to do that. So once Gurudev is getting in his car to leave Hapanya, and someone opened the door for him, but they didn't. He's like, wait, and turned his head and went like this. And Gurudev, they went, I mean, a car, the side of a car door. Gurudev, and there's like some blood here. And that devotee went, oh my God! And Gurudev said, your God will not save you now! No, but it means perfection is the standard. So what Prabhupada used to say, he called it shooting for the rhinoceros. You know the rhinoceros? And the jungle, the animal has the one single horn. In other words, he's saying, if you go on a safari, you try for the big, you know, if you didn't get it, at least you were trying for the highest thing. So in other words, we don't want to say, well, because we can't achieve perfection, let's start with something lower and then work down. No, we'll say, this is what it should be. We're trying for that, and maybe we only got to here or here, you know. But perfect, Krishna is the supreme perfect. Right? So, again, but that's why, what do we see in the beginning? We're taking our energy and offering it to those who are more qualified. Like Raghunath Das Goswami saying, if there's no superior servitor there, why would I want to be there? I want to be under the guidance of superior servitors. So in some superior plane, I want to be under their direction, their guidance. They'll train me and send me in the direction of what should be done. So the example I think that's easier to understand is cooking. When in cooking, you have to get it right every time. You can't like really make something terrible and then tell her, well, next time. So, when will that be? No, but again, then do we make mistakes? Yes, but at least you're trying to make it the best you, that is my point. You're trying to make it the best you possibly could every time. That's it.
Mm. The conscious intensity of intent within every action.
Yes, that's the culture of Krishna consciousness. Just like you'll do with more attention than if you were doing for yourself. You might take something and certainly they say, oh, we need you to, you know, make some fruit offering to the deity. If you think this is for the deity, then you're like, your standard's gone up higher than what you might even do for, what you would do for yourself. You know, it's for the deity, and very clean, very nicely cut, presented, and make sure that it's fit to be. Many considerations come to you, knowing where it's intended, the intended service plane. So, and that allows us also not to care for the opinions of the people in this world. That's what that Vaishnavi Pratishtha Tapi Kodi Nishtha means. We care what Guru and Vaishnav, what do they think? In the other world, that's what matters to us. Not popular opinion. Mm-hmm.